Secretary Rice says she is personally disappointed with the suspension of constitutional rule in Pakistan, but added that the crisis can be diffused if General Musharraf reverses his decision and recommits to holding democratic elections. The United States has provided more than $10 billion in assistance to Pakistan since 2001, much of it destined to bolster anti-terrorism efforts. Speaking in Jerusalem, Secretary Rice seemed to preclude an immediate severance of that aid.
We have to be very cognizant of the fact that some of the assistance that has been going to Pakistan is directly related to the counterterrorism mission. So this is a complicated matter. We have to remember that we're going to continue to fight the war on terror.
The Bush administration's initial response to the Pakistani constitutional crisis was immediately criticized by leading U.S. legislators, including some within the president's own Republican Party. Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania spoke on CNN's Late Edition program.
I think the United States should take the lead with other world powers in putting the maximum pressure on Musharraf to return a democracy. I think it's not enough that Secretary Rice speaks out. I think the president has to speak out in more specific terms. We have bolstered Musharraf with billions of dollars in recent years in military support, and we ought to be specific that it's not going to continue.
A Democratic Party colleague, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, urged a carefully thought out and measured response to the situation in Pakistan. She specifically warned against unilateral military action by the United States in Pakistan's northern regions where terrorists are believed to operate. General Musharraf's decision to suspend the Constitution has been condemned by his political opponents, including former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who spoke in an interview broadcast on the CBS program Face the Nation.
It's going to lead to an unnecessary confrontation between the regime and the people, which only can help the extremists who will exploit the situation to their advantage. It's very important that General Musharraf be pressed to restore the Constitution, to release the political prisoners, respect the judiciary, and hold elections under an independent election commission.
In justifying his decision, General Musharraf has said that failure to act would have amounted to suicide for Pakistan, and that his first duty is to act in his country's best interests. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.